See this watch, Alice?
Yes.
It's a great watch,
what
right? It's a fantastic watch. I bought this off a nut, an idiot. This watch cost me...
Street vendor?
£20 on the street.
Wow.
He said in Bond Street, right, they sell it for up to £300. He's selling it for 20. He's nuts. I've got to go down Bond Street and sell it for £300. £300 in London's Bond Street. He let me have it for £20. I said, yeah, I took two of them. I said, give me them. Absolutely, yeah, £20 watches, £300 watches for £20. So I've got to watch that, yeah.
Nice. Well worth it, yeah.
No, it's got Laurel and Hardy on it, right?
I can see that.
Okay, it's coming up to quarter to 12. So the point is, my watch has got Laurel and Hardy on. That's a very sad
She's got a sausage on hers.
Really? Oh, the, one of the British sausages.
Laurel and Hardy
thing,
and my sausage.
Yeah, no, but that's not worth £300. This was. He let me have the £20. So if I see him, I'm going to turn the other way. So he may, you know, the penny may drop. He's cutting his own throat. Doing this. Who is it? Sarah, where are you, Sarah?
I'm in Abingdon.
Uh-huh. And, Sarah, explain exactly what you're going to do for the nation over the phone to win a huge amount of prizes. What are you going to do?
Well, it's not a 2.5-year-old boy. It's a 15-month-old girl called Claire.
It's a 15-month-old girl called Claire. She's your sidekick here. And what is she going to do for us?
Right. We've piled up a load of tins on the end of the coffee table.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to knock them over onto the hearth.
Now, obviously, people out there saying 15 months old, tins... is there any a crash helmetage involved in this? Is there going to be any kind of... Because tins tend to tumble, you see, and I'm thinking 15-month-old girl, you know, what's the protection force here?
Well, we're going to put a cycle helmet on her.
Absolutely right, you see, cycle helmet.
The alternative would be to roll her into a ball with sellotape, so...
Yeah, no, but you can't bowl. No, you really couldn't. You could. She's got a cycle helmet on, has she?
Yeah.
Okay, and how many tins would you say is in the pile?
Oh, about 30.
About 30?
Yes.
What are we going to send her, Nick? 20?
There'll only be tins.
Okay, it doesn't matter. All the little tiny baby tins, yeah?
Yeah.
It's going to make a noise. What we're doing...
No, the empty ones. You know, the little ornamental tins.
The little cow and gates?
No, they're not...
Ornamental
little,
tins?
You know, little tins that used to get sweets and that sort of
thing. I'm with you now. Yeah, they're empty, are they? Yeah.
No danger whatsoever.
No, I don't say that. You know, P.T. Barnum never have fallen in Woody if he'd have said, come and see our show, there's no danger whatsoever. You have to huckster the public. You've got to be a huckster. You know, don't be a fool like this man. You know, you've got to be sharp, you've got to be fly, Alice. You've got to be one step ahead of the game. You mustn't be like this fellow who's selling £20 watches, £300 watches for £20. That fella doesn't know what's going on, and now she's saying there's no danger involved. Okay, so 15-month-old called...
Claire.
She's a fantastic gal, right?
Yep.
And she's there with a bicycle helmet on.
Yep.
we're doing television here, Alice, don't you? Anyway, a 15-year-old girl with a bicycle, and she's going to run at a pile of tins for us, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then. What can I do? No, okay. Is there any kind of tense kind of, you know... We're ready.
I know what the tune is that you played on the accordion earlier.
What was that?
Animal Magic.
That's right.
Animal Magic. End again, please, Tom. Okay, all of this is serving as a side attraction.
I have a question for you.
See, the main show now you're getting, you're building the tension, building. What is it?
Johnny Morris had a little funny co-presenter in Animal Magic. Mm. What was she? And what was her name?
I think Claire's saying, come on, I'm waiting to get on here. Get the support band off. It was a monkey.
Nope.
What was it? What was it? What was it then, Claire? What was it then, Sarah?
It was a ringtail beamer called Dotty.
Was it really?
It was.
What, regularly?
Yeah.
Do you know he was arrested as a spy, Johnny Morris?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you that story on the other side of this piece of first-class radio. It is a quarter to 12, and now a 15-month-old girl is going to run into a pile of tins wearing a crash helmet. Off you go.
Off you go.
Thank you.